A grim diagnosis at only 5 weeks old forecasted a limited life for Brooke as a forever baby, always developmentally an infant. Now 11 years old, she still requires total care and can't walk or talk.
Learn more about Brookie the Brave and how, thanks to her care team at Phoenix Children's, she has continued fighting the odds and progressing in her own little way.
This is Brooke's story.
Hi, my name is Brittany Miller from Queen Creek, Arizona, and this is my daughter Brooke Miller's journey with Phoenix Children's Hospital. When she was born, we had no idea that there was anything medically wrong with her. Typical little baby girl, and almost 12 years ago now, she was starting to have these weird movements. I called the after-hours line at our pediatrician, and they immediately told me to rush her to Phoenix Children's. Soon, we started to build a medical team, and Child Life embraced our family. The nurses were so compassionate. Of course, the physicians were incredibly medically talented, but they also treated the family. It wasn't just treating our little daughter, Brooke. The Happy Hand Hospital, and that's what my four-year-old and two-year-old called it, and they just knew it was a happy place. Even though it was a place where their sister was struggling, Phoenix Children's became our second home.
When I think about the things that we've been through, I know just one thing is true. Life is better with you. Some days are better than other days, but these days, life is better with you. Life is better.
She received her diagnosis very quickly, and with that came early intervention and seizure medications. Skilled neurologists who knew what medicines to try and fought for us and advocated with her insurance to pay for some of these more expensive ones that really work for her. Bacardi syndrome basically is a genetic disorder. They don't know the cause of it, but her brain didn't form correctly. A lot of children with her diagnosis don't make it past the first year. But in true Brookie fashion, she kept, persevering, and she made it for that first year. She's alive because of the care she's received at the hospital, and our family is happy. And I know a lot of that has to do with the support and guidance we've received. It sounds kind of terrible, but you always think, like, it happens on TV or it happens to other people. It would never happen to us. When we found out Brooke's diagnosis and realized the care that she was going to need, I was so thankful to have such an outstanding children's hospital in our state. You never know in your life whether you're going to be that family that needs assistance. And if you are, PCH is here. Are there more good days than bad days? Yes, there are more good days. Brooke is 99.9% of the time a happy, spunky, silly little girl. She's present and happy, and there's light in her eyes. If I was given a diagnosis like this and had to face a life of living on the sidelines and knowing my life was going to be limited and having, severe epilepsy and countless hospitalizations, I don't know if I could have such a happy disposition, but she does. She is brave, and she has taught us more in her 11 years than I've learned in my 41, and I am eternally grateful for the experience of raising her and being her mother. Being a medical mom or a special needs mom, it's the most wonderful club I never, ever, ever wanted to be a part of, but now I can't live without it.
Life is better.